Yeah.
Porn.
That's our poison what?
Porn vine and then porn oak.
Okay. What's the difference between the two?
Porn oak is more porn.
It's worse, huh?
Yeah. Eats you up.
Is that so?
Yeah, I'll kill you.
Is that right?
Yeah, you get in your mouth. I'll get another fucking dog, you know. He grows these mountains and then he grows some around these waters.
Uh-huh.
I kept it cold, cut down on my place. Uh-huh. Rub it up in winter time, you know, when it's cold, no stuff about it.
Uh-huh.
I ain't not on it. And that's that old porn milk.
Uh-huh.
It gets inside of you, kill you.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Now, you can get that stuff up in the winter without bothering you.
Mm-hmm. You see when it's froze in the earth and cold weather, you can dig it up and it'll kill it out. It ain't hard to kill out.
Uh-huh.
But if you get around to digging around it in the hot weather, it's dangerous.
Uh-huh.
That's reading these fur dogs get you.
Uh-huh.
I've heard other person say no killing a man or two. You work in the log woods all the time?
Is that right?
Mm-hmm.
I never heard that. What kinds of berries are pretty common around here?
Berries?
Yeah.
All this blackberries, raspberries, strawberries.
Okay. Now, if you're talking about berries, if you're going out picking berries with some children, you say you better be careful because some of those berries are... You shouldn't eat them because they're... We're talking about something like a pokeberry, you might
say. Yeah, pokeberry.
You don't want to eat a pokeberry because they're...
They make wine out of them.
But you don't usually eat them, do you?
Uh-uh. And then there's another little old berry that used to grow. You don't see any more of them. Yarrowwood.
Mm-hmm.
Some people call it stinkwood.
Mm-hmm.
They grow that old berry. Yes, that's poison.
That's a poison berry, too?
Yeah.
Yellowwort?
Yeah.
Right. And then some kinds of the trees and bushes that grow up in the mountains.
Laurel?
Yeah.
Ivy?
Uh-huh. Now, what's the difference between laurel and ivy?
Ivy's poison.
The ivy's what?
Poison.
Oh, the ivy's poison?
Yeah, you can take cattle down and now, young cattle that's been around it and raised in it won't eat it. You can take a bunch of little cattle that's over here and never seen none of it,
mm-hmm.
and they'll get down on it.
Mm-hmm.
And if you can get tom or lard and eggs, break it up and pour it on them, kill that poison, you can save them.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, that ivy's bad on little cattle.
Does that ivy grow like the laurel?
Don't go hard as big.
Mm-hmm.
It's a smaller bush.
Mm-hmm. Now, does it have flowers like the laurel? Does it bloom like the laurel?
Yeah. 660 things are.
Uh-huh.
Only it don't have it hardly a big leaf.
Uh-huh.
And don't grow as big.
I see. Now, how about the rhododendron and magnolia? Do they grow around here?
Magnolia? No, I don't reckon they grow around here.
Okay. Now, if you're talking about woman you're married to, you'd say, she is my...
What?
Yeah, and you are her.
Husband.
And the people who... A woman whose husband is dead would be called a...
Widow woman.
All right. And the people who raised you, they're your...
Stepdaddy and mammy.
Okay. And...
If they weren't my father and mother...
If they were your father and mother, you'd call them your...
Father and mother.
Or your parent.
Or stepmother.
How about your parents?
Huh?
Or your parent?
Your parents.
Uh-huh. And then, you're talking about, what did you call, you said you knew one side of your grandparents. You knew your grandparents on one side, didn't you? You remember what you called them?
Grandpa.
And
Grandpa.
What do your grandchildren call you?
They call me Grandpa.
And what do they call your wife?
Call her Grandma.
All right. And you talk about them, you might say, when you talk about them now, you say, I have four children.